Ravi, the Pasuk now discusses the First World War, in which four kings will have a battle, a war against the five kings, and the four kings will be victorious and capture Light. And then Avram will come to help out Light and to save Light and destroy the four kings. And the Pasuk says, Vayehi b'mei Amraphel melech Shinar. And it was in the days of Amraphel, the king of Shinar. Who was Amraphel melech Shinar? We know that Shinar is Bavel. As Rashi said in Parshas Noach, that Bavel was called Shinar, Sheninaru Shom Kol Meisei Mabel. It was the lowest point, and all the dead people from the Mabel fell there. And we know also that the king of Bavel was Nimrod. Like the Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Vayehi Reishis Mamlach Doi Bavel. The first place that Nimrod ruled over was Bavel. So Nimrod was the king of Bavel, not Amraphel. Therefore Rashi says that Amraphel and Nimrod are the same person. And the reason why Nimrod was called Amraphel, it comes from two words. Omar, pull. He said to Avram, pull l'teich kifshon ha'esh, jump into the fire, because you smashed the Avodah Zarah of Terach. So it was in the days of Amraphel Melech Shinar, which was Nimrod, the king of Bavel. Aryoch Melech Elosar. Aryoch, the king of Elosar. Kidar la'omer Melech Elam. Kidar la'omer, the king of Elam. Visidol Melech Goyim. There was a city called Goyim, which was a melting pot of many nations. And the king of this city was called Sidol. There was an interesting Das Akenim Mibalei HaTosfos that shows a remez to a certain halacha brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara says that we paskin like Shmuel Bedini and by Rav Beisuri. Rav and Shmuel argue in many places in Shas. But when it comes to Dine Mamonis, monetary laws, we paskin like Shmuel. But when it comes to Dinim of Iser and Heter, we paskin like Rav. And we know in the Gemara that the Gemara refers to Shmuel by the name of Aryoich. And this is what the Pasuk is hinting at. Aryoich Melech, Shmuel is king. We paskin like Shmuel, Elo Iser, for everything except for Iser. We paskin like Shmuel concerning Dine Mominus, but not by Iser. Aryoich Melech, Shmuel is king, Elo Iser, for everything except for Iser. We paskin like Shmuel for Dine Mominus. In any event, the Pasuk says that these four kings, Oso Melchama, waged war. As Bera Melech Edo, Melech Stoim. Bera, the king of Stoim. Why was the king of Stoim called Bera? Because he had Beis Ra, two evils. He was Ra la Shamayim, Bera la Brias, bad to Hashem, and bad to people. Ves Birsha Melech Amorah. The king of Amorah was called Birsha, because he was always moving upwards in his rishus, in his evilness. The third king was Shinov Melech Admah. The king of Admah was called Shinov. Miloshon, Soinei Aviv Shebashamayim. He hated his father in heaven. V'shem Ever Melech Tzvoyim. And the king of Tzvoyim was called Shem Ever, which means Shom Ever. He placed on himself an artificial limb, a wing, in order to fly and do battle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'melach Bela, and the fifth king was the king of Bela, He Tzoyar. Bela, the city of Bela, is also called the city of Tzoyar. The Pasuk does not tell us who the king of Bela, who the king of Tzoyar was. The Mefarshim explain, because we will see further, that the city of Tzoyar did not have as many Averis as the other four cities, and that's why the city of Tzoyar was saved. Therefore, since the city of Tzoyar didn't have as many Averis, it makes sense that the king was not as bad either. And since all these kings were named after their rishus, their evilness, we don't mention the king of Bela, the king of Tzayar, because he was not as evil as the others. Kol Eilech Chavru, all these kings, the four and the five, joined together, El Emek Hasidim, to a place called the Valley of Fields, because there were many fields in that valley, Hu Yam HaMelech, which later became the Yam HaMelech. Later on, the waters came into this Emek, into this valley, and it became known as the Yam HaMelech. For 12 years they served Kedar la'omer. The five kings served Kedar la'omer. And for 13 years the five kings rebelled against Kedar la'omer. And in the 14th year of their rebellion, Bar Kedar la'omer, Kedar La'omer came, Bahamalachim Asher Itai, together with the other three kings. Kedar La'omer was the main person involved in the war. Vayaku es Rephaim, and they hit Rephaim the giants, Ba'ashtarois Kanayim and Ashtarois Kanayim. Veis Hazuzim Baham, and the Zuzim, also known as the Zamzumim, in a place called Ham. Veis Ha'emim, and they destroyed the Emim Bishavi Kirasoyim, and the Chori, in their Baharam Seir, in their mountain Seir. Ad El Paran, all the way until the plain of Paran, Asher Al Hamidbar, which was near the Midbar. Vayashuvum Vayavoyu El Ein Mishpat, He Kodesh. And they returned and came to a place called Ein Mishpat, which was also known as Kodesh. Why was Kodesh known as Ein Mishpat? Because that was the place where Moshe Rabbeinu hit the stone and was punished for hitting the stone instead of speaking to the stone. That's why it was called Ein Mishpat, the well where Moshe Rabbeinu was judged. Rashi brings down a second shot, that it was an area where people would gather together to receive judgment. That's why it was called Ein Mishpat, from the Lashon of Iyun Mishpat. They would look into and seek judgment in that place. Vayaku es kosdei Amaleki. And over there, they hit all the fields of Amalek. Even though Amalek did not exist yet, the Pasuk is talking with reference to future generations that later on it will be called Stei Amaleki. And the four kings also destroyed the Emori that lived in Chatzon Tamar, which is known today as Ein Gedi. And the king of Stoim, and the king of Amorah, Umelech Admo, Melech Tzvoim, and the king of Admo, and the king of Tzvoim, Umelech Bela, and the king of Bela, Hitzayah, which was the king of Tzayah, these five kings, Vayarchu Itzim Lechoma Be'emek Asidim, and they waged war against the four kings in Emek Asidim, like the Pasuk said in Pasuk Gimel. Eskedor La'oimer Melech Elo, Mesidol Melech Goyim, Vamrofel Melech Shinor, Va'aryach Melech Elosor, Arbo Melechim Ishachamisha, the four kings against the five. And the Pasuk stresses that it was four against five to tell you how mighty the four were, that they were able to be victorious against the five. And even though these four kings were so strong, Avram was not afraid to wage war against them. The Emek Hasidim, and Emek Hasidim, this place where they were fighting, Be'erois Be'erois Chemer. According to Rashi's first pshat, it means that Be'erois Be'erois, there were many pits, Chemar, where they took earth from these pits in order to make cement. And the king of Sodom and the king of Amorah ran and fell into these pits. According to the first pshat of Rashi, these pits were empty. Rashi in the second pshat says, no, Be'eres Be'eres Chemar means that these pits were filled up with cement, and the king of Sodom and the king of Amorah were drowning in the cement of the pits. And Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the king of Sodom because there were people amongst the Goyim that were saying that the whole story that Avram was saved from the Kifshon Ha'esh, from the furnace of fire, when Nimrod threw him into the fire, was not true. It never happened. And in order to get people to believe that Avram was really saved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Melech Sodom from the Be'eros Be'eros Chemar, from the pits full of cement, in order that they should say, just like Melech Sodom was saved, so was Avram saved. And the Mefarshim ask, what's the raya? Just the opposite. If Melech Sodom is saved, that shows that Avram was not anything special. He was not a great person. Melech Sodom was saved. So what does that show about Avram? Maskil David therefore learns that Melech Sodom was drowning in the pit, and he davened to Hashem. And since he davened to Hashem, therefore he was saved. So the people saw that if one davens to Hashem, even though he might be a goy, he was still able to be saved. And therefore, l'mafreya, they were able to believe Avram. Because they said, if the king of Sodom, who was a goy, was saved when he davened to Hashem, alachas kama v'kama, Avram Avinu, the first one to be makir es baroi, when he davened to Hashem, he was definitely able to be saved from the fire of Kastim when Nimrod threw him into the fire. Vanisharim Heranosu, and all the other remaining people ran to any mountain they were able to find in order to escape the four kings. Vayikhu es kol b'chush stoim v'amoro, And the four kings took all the possessions of Sodom and Amora, that's called Ochlam, and all their food, Vayelechu, and they went. Vayikhu es Loit ves Ruchushoi, and they took Loit and his belongings. Ben Achi Avram, Loit, who was the son of Avram's brother, the son of Haran, who was Avram's brother, Vayelechu, and they went. The Pasuk says two times Vayelechu in Pasuk Yud Aleph and in Pasuk Yud Beis. Ayin Sharia Haran that discusses this diuk. Vahu Yoshev Bistoim. And the reason why Lot was captured was because of his Avera that he settled in Sodom. Vayavoy HaPolit. And the fugitive came Vayageid L'Avram HaIvri and told Avram the Ivri that Lot was captured. Who was this fugitive? Rashi says it was Oig Melech HaBoshon, who escaped. According to one pshat, he escaped from the war, since the pasuk says earlier that the four kings hit Es HaRefoyim Ba'ashtoreth Kanaim, the giants who lived in Ashtoreth Kanaim. So Oig was part of these giants, and he escaped from the war, and he came to tell Avram that Lot was captured. Rashi says in his second pshat that Polit is referring to Oig, who escaped from the Mabul. Since we know that all the giants that lived before the Mabul were wiped out, so Lot was the one that escaped from the Mabul, and he came to tell Avram HaIvri that Lot was captured. Rashi says that Oig did not have good intentions by telling Avram that Lot was captured. He figured, let Avram go to war, he'll be killed by the four kings, and this way I will be able to marry Sarah. We find a similar thing by the Nachash, where the Nachash wanted Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. This way the Nachash would be able to marry Chava. But in any event, Oig seemed to have done a good deed, a mitzvah, because we see further on, when Moshe will wage war against Oig Melech HaBoshon, at the end of Parshas Chukas, we see that Hashem said, Al tira Oisai, do not fear Oig. Rashi explains, why would I think that Moshe would be afraid of Oig? And the answer is, because of this mitzvah, this good deed that he did over here by telling Avram that Lot was captured. So we see a tremendous thing, that although his intentions were evil intentions, by the fact that he still did a mitzvah, he still has a schus that might be able to cause him to win the war against Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says that the Polit Oig told Avram HaIvri that Lot was captured. The reason why Avram was called Ivri, Ivri means Me'ever Hanor. He came and originated from the other side of the river. Which river? The Euphrates. He originated from the eastern side or the northern side of the Euphrates, which was the area of Haran and Ur Kasdim. Avram was then living in the plains of Mamre Ho'emori, Achi Eshkoel, Vachi Oner, the brothers of Oner and Eshkoel, Veheim Bale Bris Avram, and they, Oner, Eshkoel, and Mamre, were the ones who made a treaty with Avram. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi says another pshat, that they gave him an Eitzah on his Bris Mila, Bale Bris Avram. They gave him advice concerning the Bris Mila. What was the advice that they gave him? Some Mefarshim learned that they told him to wait to do the Bris Mila until Hashem commands him to do so. Although we find that Avram kept all the mitzvahs even before Hashem commanded him to do so, those other mitzvahs were things that can be done many times. So therefore they can be mekuyim before he was a mitzvah v'oseh, and also after he would be a mitzvah v'oseh. But since the mitzvah of Mila was something that can only be done once, and we know gadol ha-mitzvah v'oseh mimi she'ena mitzvah v'oseh, it is greater to do a mitzvah that Hashem commanded more than a mitzvah that Hashem did not command you to do. Therefore they told him, wait for this mitzvah until you are a mitzvah v'oseh. That is one pshat that the Mefarshim say was the advice that Oner Eshkel and Mamre gave Avram concerning the Bris Mila. Vayishma Avram kinishba ochiv, and Avram heard from Oig that his brother, which means his relative Lot, was captured. Vayorek eschanichov, and he armed eschanichov, the one that he was mechanich, which means Eliezer. Yelidei Beisoi, the people of his house, shmoina osa ushleish meos, 318. Rashi says that he only took along Eliezer to fight the war. And the Mepharshim ask, the Pasuk clearly says that there were Yelidei Beisai, 318 people. The Pasuk in Pasuk Tesvav says, Hu va'avodo va'yakem, he and his servants hit them. So we see it was not only Eliezer, but rather there were also other people. And the Mepharshim say, the Maral, that really he would have fought the war with just Eliezer. But, Ein samchen al anes, we don't rely on a miracle happening. Therefore, he took along other servants to fight the war. But in order to show that in essence, he could be victorious with just Eliezer alone, he took along 318 people, because Eliezer Bigamatria is 318, to show that it was really Eliezer alone that could have won the war by himself. Vayirdaif Adon, and he chased them, the four kings, until Dun. Why did he chase them until the place called Dun? Because over there, Avram became weakened because of the Avera that the Yidden will do in the future, when they will set up an Egel in the area of Dun. Vayicholik aleim lailo hu va'avodov. The simple pshat in the pasuk means vayicholik hu va'avodov aleim lailo. He and his servants separated after them, even when it became dark, even after nightfall, because when somebody is pursuing somebody else, the one who is being pursued runs in different directions. And the pasuk is saying that Avram and his servants divided themselves to run after these people that ran in different directions, Laila, even after it became dark. Rashi in his second shot says, Vayecholik aleim alayla, the night itself divided itself. The first half of the night was set aside for a nes for Avram, when he defeated the four kings. And the second half of the night will be set aside for the future, when by Yitzias Mitzrayim and Makas Bechoris, the Yidden will be saved. Vayirdefem ad Choyva, Hashem Ismail Damosek. And he chased them until Choyva, which was north of Damascus. Choyva, Zok Rashi, is the same place as Dun. Dun is called Choyva because over there, the Yidden did an Avera, which is known as a Choyv. Vayoshev es kol rechush. And Avram returned all the possessions. Megamis loit achiv urechusha heshiv. And also loit his relative, together with his possessions, he returned. Vegamis hanoshim v'sa'om, also the women and the nation. Vayete melech Sodom l'krosoi. And the king of Sodom, who was saved from drowning in the pit, came out toward Avram. Acharei shuvoi me'akoses kedola omer v'shamalochem asher itoi. After Avram returned from hitting kedola omer and the kings with him, el emek shavei, he came out to emek shavei, which was an opened valley. It was vacant from any type of obstacles. Hu Emek HaMelech. This was the valley of the king that he used for sporting events. Rashi in a second shot says, Emek Shaveh. It was a valley, Shehushvu Kulam. Everybody was equal, Hu Emek HaMelech, to crown and make Avram king over them. Kulam Hushvu, to appoint Avram to be a Nasi and a Katzin over them. Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. And Malki Tzedek, the king of Sholem. Sholem is Yerushalayim. Avram called it Yireh, and Malki Tzedek called it Sholem. So together it received the name Yireh Sholem, which is Yerushalayim. So Malki Tzedek, the king of Sholem, who was Shem ben Noach, Hoitzi Lechem V'Yoin, he took out bread and wine to give to Avram and his servants. And Rashi explains, so was the norm to offer people who were exhausted from waging war. They would give them bread and wine. And Rashi also says that Shem was saying that he has no hard feelings that Avram destroyed his descendants, because the main king that Avram was fighting against was Kedorlaomer Melech Elam. Kedorlaomer, the king of Elam. And we know that Shem had a son who was called Elam. So in essence, Avram was killing the descendants of Shem. And Shem said, I have no hard feelings that you killed my children. Another pshat why he took out Lech and the Yoyin was to hint to Avram that Melech Sholem in Yerushalayim, they will offer lechem, which is menachos, and yayin, nesachim, pouring wine on the mizbeach. V'hu choyen le'el elyoin. And Malki Tzedek was a koyen to El Elyoin, the most high God, Hashem. And he benched Avram, and he said, Baruch Avram l'keil Elyon, benched it Avram to the Most High God, Koinei Shamayim Va'oretz, who acquired the heaven and the earth. Hashem did not acquire the Shemayim Va'oretz, rather He created it. Through creating the Shemayim Va'oretz, He was Koinei Shamayim Va'oretz. Uvarach Kel Elyoin, and Hashem should be blessed, that He delivered your enemies, the four kings, in your hands. And Avram gave Malki Tzedek Meiser, one-tenth, from everything that he had, because he was the Kohen Lekel Elyon. Now let us go back on the Rashis. So Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Am Raphael, who Nimrod? He was Nimrod. Sha'omar la'Avram pul l'tech kifshon ha'esh, who told Avram, throw yourself into the furnace. Amraphel is Omar Pul, Melech Goyim, Mokim Yeshesh Moy Goyim. There was a place, a city called Goyim. Al Shem Sheneskapsu Shoma Mikama Umois Umekoimais. Because over there they gathered from many different nations and places. Vimlichu Ishalem Ushmoy Sidol. And the king of this melting pot was Sidol. Bera, why was the king of Stone called Bera? Two evils, Rala Shamayim, Varala Brias. He was evil to the heavens and evil to people. Birsha, Shenesala Berishoi. He was moving upward in his wickedness. Sinov, Soine Oviv Shebashamayim. He hated his father in heaven. Sinov comes from Soine Av. Shame Aver, from the Lashon of Some Aver. Some Aver, he placed an artificial limb, a wing on himself, Lo'u Felikpoitz, to fly and to jump. The Limroid by Kodesh Baruch Hu to rebel against Hashem. Bela, the king of Bela, Shemoir, Bela is the name of the city, and it also had this, another name called Tzoyak. And they all gathered in Emek Hasidim. Kach Shemoi Hashem Shehoyu Boi Sodes Harbe. It was called Emek Hasidim because the valley had many fields. Medrashe Agoda Yesh Harbe. There are many Midrashim on this pasuk. Hu Yam HaMelech. La'achazman Nimshach Hayam L'toichoy. After a while, the sea extended into the valley, Menasa Yam HaMelech, and it became the Yam HaMelech. Umedrash Agoda Oimer, the Medrash says, Shenispaku Hatsurim Svivaisav, the rocks split around the valley, Venimshichu Ya'orim L'toichoy, and rivers extended themselves into this valley, and therefore it became a sea known as the Yam HaMelech. But it was not a Yam HaMelech at the same time that it was a Emek Hasidim. For 12 years the five kings served Kedola Omer, and they rebelled for 13 years, and in the 14th year of their rebellion, to their rebellion, Kedola Omer came, and Rashi is bothered, why does it stress one king, Kedola Omer, since he was the main leader of these countries, Nichnas Ba'ovi Akura. He entered in the middle of the beam, which means he entered in the midst of the war. He was the main person fighting. And that's why it says, Ketar la'oimer, v'hamalochim asher itoy, because the other kings were secondary to him. V'hamalochim eila shloisha hamalochim, the three kings that were with him, and they destroyed the Rephoim in Ashtoreth Karnayim, the Zuzim, Haim Zamzumim, they were also known as Zamzumim in Ham, also the Amim, and the Chayri. The Chayri in their mountain, Baharum, Bahar Shalohem, in their mountain of Seir, all the way until El Parum. Kitagumai Mishar. El, like Targum says, means a plain. And Rashi says, a Yesoidis Dikavart over here, concerning many names we find in the Torah. V'oimar ani, and I say, Zok Rashi, She'ein El Loshem Mishar. If one was to translate the word El, it does not mean a plain. Elo. Only Mishar Shel Paron El Shemoi, the plain of Paron had the name El, Mishel Mamre, and the plain of Mamre Eloine Shemoi. The name is Eloine, not that Eloine means plain, but rather the plain of Mamre was called Eloine. Mishel Yarden Kikar Shemoi, it was called Kikar. Mishel Shittim, the plain of Shittim was known as Ovel Shemoi, Av Ovel Hashittim. Bechein Baal God. By Baal God, Baal Shemoi. The name was Baal. The Kulam Turgamina Mishar. On all of them, Targum says Mishar, a plain. But, V'chol Echot Shemoi Olav. Really, each one of them is the name of the plain. Al HaMidbar. El Paran, which is Al HaMidbar. Eitzal HaMidbar, near the Midbar. Kamoi. V'olav Mate Menashe. In Parshas Bamidbar it says V'olav, and near him was Mate Menashe. Here also Al means near the Midbar. Ein Mishpat. They came to Ein Mishpat, which was Kaddish, he Kaddish. Al Shem Ha'asid. This is with reference to the future. Shasidim Moshe ve'Aharon li Shofet Shom al Iske Oise Ha'ayin. Because Moshe and Aaron will be judged over there concerning this well when he struck the stone instead of speaking to it. Ve'Heim Mei Meriva, and these are the waters of strife, the Mei Meriva, in which Moshe did an Avera and was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was called Ein Mishpat, the well in which Moshe and Aharon will be judged because of. Vokalist Tergumai Kipshutai. Makoim Shahaya Bnei HaMedina Miskapsim Sham L'chol Mishpat. It was called Ein Mishpat because it was a place where people gathered to be judged. Ion Mishpat, it was a place where people looked into judgment. Stay Amaleki, and they destroyed the field of Amalek over there. Adayin lo noilad Amalek. Amalek was not born yet. V'nikra al shem ba'osin. The field was called Amalek with reference to the future. B'chatz Saint Tamar, they destroyed the Emari. What is, where is Chatz Saint Tamar? Hu En Gedi. That is En Gedi. Mikra mole in Divrei Hayomim b'Yoshafat. Concerning Yoshafat, it says a clear pasuk that En Gedi and Chatz Saint Tamar are the same place. Arba Malachim fought against the five kings. Still, the four kings, the fewer ones, were victorious. To let you know that they were mighty. Still, Avram was not afraid to run after the four kings, although they were very mighty. And Emek Hasidim was full of pits of chemor. Be'eris harbe, hayusham. There were many pits over there. She'notlim misham adom alatit, where they took earth from these pits for cement, shalbinyan of construction. U'medrash agoda, and the medrash says shehaya atit mugbal bohem. The cement was being kneaded inside these pits. V'nasa neis l'mel sedoim she'yotz misham, and a miracle happened to the king of Sedoim that he escaped from these pits. Since there were among the nations, miksasan, some of the people, they did not believe, shenitzel Avram miorkastim, mikivshen ha'esh, that Avram was saved from orkastim, from the fire of kastim, from the furnace. Vekivin shiyasa zemin achemar. Once this one came out of the cement, heminu ba'Avram lemafreya, they believed retroactively into what happened to Avram. As Maskela David explained, and we said this earlier, that because Melech Sedoim davened to Hashem and was saved, they also believed that Avram, who was a Yid, can also be saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh. Hera Nosu, they ran to any mountain. Lehar Nosu, to a mountain. Hera, a hey at the end, is Kimoy Lehar, like a lamed in the beginning. Koteva Shetzricha Lamed B'tchilosa, any word that needs a lamed in front. Hitel lo hey b'seifa, we can also place a hey at the end instead. So saying hera, if the hey at the end is equivalent to putting a lamed in the beginning and saying le har, to a mountain. V'yesh chiluk, there is a difference bein hera, between the word hera, le hahara, to the word hahara. Why? Shehei shebeseifa teva, the hey at the end, oimedes b'vakam lamed sheberosha, can take the place of a lamed in the beginning. It does not take the place of a lamed with the nekuda of a pasach underneath it, because hera is like saying lihar, to a mountain, and hahara would mean lehahar, which is the same as lahar, to the mountain. To a mountain means any mountain. To the mountain means a specific mountain. The Hare Hera Kamoy Lehar. Hera, with the hey at the end, is like a lamed in the beginning, and it's as if it said Lehar to a mountain, Oy Kamoy Elhar to a mountain. The Eino Mefarish Leizahar. It does not say which mountain. Ela Shekol Echad Nos Ba'asher Motzahar Tchila. Any person, or every person, ran to the first mountain they found. Ukishu Noisin Hey Barosha. But when you put a hey in the beginning, Lichtoy Ha Hara, Oy ha midbara, pisroine kamoi el hahar, oy kamoi lehahar. When you have the word hehara, so the hey at the end is in the place of a lamed in the beginning. It's as if it says lehahar. Lehahar means the same as Lahar, to the mountain. Umashma Laoisehar Hayadua, to a specific mountain that is known, Umafurish Beparsha, and was specified in the Parsha. So over here it says Heranasu, that they ran to any mountain, to a mountain, any mountain that they would find. Mahu Yoshev Bistaim, Light was captured because he was Yoshev Bistaim. Mi Garam Lazois, who caused him to be captured? Yeshivasai Bistaim, his settling in Sidaim. Vayovai HaPolet, and the Polet came. Lefi Pshute Ze Oig Shapolet Min HaMachama. According to the simple meaning, this is referring to Oig who escaped from the war. Vuhusha Kosav, and this is what the Pasuk says. Kirak Oig Nishar Mieser HaRafoim. Only Oig remained from the remaining giants. Vezehu Nishar. This is what it means, Nishar. Shalei Hargu Amrafel VeChavero. That Amraphel and his friends did not kill him, Kishihiku HaRefoim Ba'ashtoros Kanayim. When he destroyed the Refoim in Ashtoros Kanayim, Oig escaped. Tanchuma, that is the Medrash Tanchuma. Umedrash Bereshis Rabba. The Bereshis Rabba says, Ze Oig Shepolet Min Midar HaMavel. This is referring to Oig that escaped from the Mavel. Mizehu Miyeser HaRefoim. And this is what it means, that he was the only one of the giants that remained. Shenema Hanafilim HaYabaretz. Because before the Mavel, it says the giants lived in the land. And he was rescued. Mischavein, his intentions were, Sheyehoreg Avrom Miyisa Esara. That Avrom will be killed and he will marry Sarah. There's an interesting Yonasan Ben Uziel who says the reason why Oig was saved more than any other people in the Mavel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the future generations to see what type of people lived before the Mavel. The air was different. The people were stronger. There were giants in those days. Therefore, he let one giant remain in order that people would be able to see the greatness of Hashem and the power of Hashem, who was able to create such mighty giants. Zakrashi, Ha'ivri, Sheba mi Eber Hanar. Avram came from the other side of the Euphrates. Bali Bris Avram, Onur Eshkel and Mamre were the Bali Bris Avram. Shekorsu Imai Bris. They made a covenant, a treaty with Avram. Davar Acher. Sheisiele Eitza. They gave him advice ala Mila concerning the Bris Mila. K'moshim Mefurish B'makom Acher, as is explained in another place. Vayorek and Avram armed. Kidagume Vizoris, he armed. Vechein, and so we find Varikosi Acharechem Cherev, I will arm after you a sword. Is Dayim Becharbi Alechem, I will arm myself with my sword against you. Vechein, and also Arik Charbi, I will arm myself with my sword, as is stated in Parashas Beshalach by the Shira. Although, if you look at Rashi there, Rashi translates Arik Charbi differently. Over there he says, Arik, I will empty my Charbi, my sword, from my sheath. But over here he says, Arik Charbi, I will arm myself with my sword. Vechein Vaharik Chanis, and arm yourself with a spear, Usigar, and protect yourself. Chanichov, Chanichoy Ksiv. The Ksiv, it is written Chanichoy without a yud. Obviously, Rashi had a different girsa than we have, because we have the girsa Chanichov. But we find in other places that Rashi's Sefer Torah was different than ours, like we mentioned at the end of Parshas Noach, where Rashi says that the last word of the Parsha, the word Becharon, is written with an upside-down nun, although in our Sefer Torah, it is not written like that. In any event, Rashi says, Chanichoy Ksiv. It is written Chanichoy. His person that he was Machanich. Ze Eliezer. This is referring to Eliezer, Shechonchoy LeMitzvahs, that he initiated him to doing mitzvahs. Fahu Lashon HaScholas Knesis HaAdam Aikli LeUmnis. And this is a language of starting a person or a vessel into a job. Shehu Asad Lamedbo, that he will remain with this job. Vechein. And so it says in Mishlei, Chanoich Lenar, initiate and teach the Nar, the young one. Chanukas HaMizbeach, the inauguration of the Mizbeach, Chanukas HaBayis, the inauguration of the Bayis. So Rashi Shmona Osar, there were 318 people with him. So Rashi Rabbi Seinu Amru Eliezer Levadei Hoya. Our Rabbanim tell us that it was only Eliezer who fought the war. Vehu Minyan Gematria Shel Shemoi, and 318 is the Gematria of Eliezer's name. And we explain that although we do find other people fighting the war, like the Pasuk says, Hu Vavoda Vayakim, Avram took 318 people, Bigamatria Eliezer, to show that Eliezer really could have won the war by himself. The reason why he took other people was just because Ein Simchin Al Hanes. We do not rely on a miracle. And he chased them Adon, Sham Toshas Koichay. Over there, his strength withered. Sheroa Shasidim Bonav Lahamid Sham Egel. Because over there, Avram saw that the Yidden will set up an Egel, and that's why he lost power to continue chasing them. Vayicholeg Aleim. Lefi Pshutay Saras HaMikra. According to the simple meaning, we must maneuver and move the words around in the pasuk, and the pasuk should read like this: Vayecholek hu va'avodov aleihem lailo, and he and his servants divided themselves in order to chase them even after it became dark. Kederach haroidfim, like the way of people who are pursuing other people. Shemisbalgim achar hanerdafim, they divide after the ones who are being pursued. Kishaberchin zelakan zelakan, when one escapes here and the other one escapes in the other direction. Laila, kolema, acha shechashecha leinimna milir defam. Even after it became dark, he did not refrain from chasing them. Umedrish agodo, shenechle kalaila. The night was divided. Uvechetsya harisha nasa leines. In the first half, a nace was done to Avram. Vechetsya sheni nishma ubo. It was saved. Lechatzois laila shel Mitzrayim. For the chatzois of the night of Mitzrayim, where the Yidden will be saved from Makas Becharis. At Choyva, he chased them until Choyva. The pasuk before says, Adon. Ein mokoim sheshmoi Choyva. There is no place that is known as Choyva. V'don kari Choyva. Don is called Choyva. Al shem avodas elilim shasida liyasham. Because since they will set up an avodah zarah in Don, it is also called Choyva, which means an avera. Melech Sedonim came out toward Avram to the Emek Shavet. Kach Shemoy, that was the name of the place, Emek Shavet. V'Targumoy, and Targum says, L'meshar Mafna, to the vacant plain. Ponoy me'elonois mikol michshol. It was empty from all trees and from all obstacles. It was the Emek HaMelech, Zag Rashi, Beis Risa de Malka. It was the Beis Risa, which is a size of the king. Beis Ris Echon. It was the size of Beis Ris, Shehu Shloisha Kanim, which is equivalent to 30 reeds. Shehaya Miyuchad LaMelech. It was set aside for the king Litzachik Shom to have sporting events over there. Umedrash Agoda, Emek Shehushvu Shom Kol HaUmos. It was the valley where everybody was in unison and agreed. V'imlichu es Avram Aleihem, to crown Avram to be king over them. L'nasi Elikim Ulekatzin, for a prince of Hashem and for a leader. Umalki Tzedek brought out Lechem v'yoyin, Medrash Agada hu Shem ben Noach. Malki Tzedek is Shem, the son of Noach. And the Mefarshim say, if you take the first letter of Melech and the first letter of Sholem, it spells backwards Shem. Lechem v'yoyin, kach oisim liyegiei milchama. So was typical for people who were exhausted from waging war. They were given bread and wine. V'hera lo she'ein b'libi olav al shahorges bonav. And Shem wanted to show Avram that he did not have ill feelings towards him for killing his children, since Kedar LaOmer was Melech Elam, and Elam was the son of Shem. Umedrash Agoda, Ramaz Loi, Shem was hinting to him, Al HaMenochos V'Al HaNesachim SheYakrivu Shom Bonam, concerning the Menochos, which is the Lechem, and the Nesachim, which is the Yayin, that in Yerushalayim, his children, Avram's children, will sacrifice Menachos and Nesachim. And he benched him and he said, benched is Avram to Hashem who acquired Koine Shamayim Va'oretz. Kimoi, Oisei Shamayim Va'oretz. Even though the pasuk says Koine, it means Oisei. He created. Aideish Asiyasam Konon Liyashloi. Through creating the Shamayim Va'oretz, it became acquired and he made a kinyan in it. So Rashi over here is saying that although the pasuk says koine, it means oisei. And we find the same thing in the beginning of the parsha. In Perek Yud Beis pasuk hey, the pasuk says ve'es ha'nefesh asher osu v'choron. As Rashi explains, it's referring to the avodim, the servants and the maids asher osu v'choron. He did not make the servants in choron, but rather it means asher osu means asher karnu, that he acquired. So over there the pasuk says asu, and it means koine. And over here it says koine, and it means oise. Zakrashi Asher Mogen, that he delivered your enemies to your hands. Asher Hiskir, he gave over and delivered. Nechein, and so it says in the Pasuk, Amagencho Yisrael, I will deliver you Yisrael. V'yitin le'Avram, and Avram gave to Malki Tzedek, Meiser Mikoil, one-tenth from everything he had, Mikoil Asheloi, Lefisha Haya Koyen, because Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem was Koyen le'Kel Elyon.